Record your message at the tone. Press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
Hi, this is Christopher of Redirect Health, and I'm calling in regards to an appeal status escalation that we had received for one of our members, Mark Isaacson. Date of service is 2/20/2024. It looks like this... Let's see.
To listen to the recording, press to save the recording, press to re-record, press. Record your message at the tone. Press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
Hi, this is Christopher with Redirect Health, and I'm calling in regards to an appeal status for one of our members. States that it was for Mark Isaacson for a date of service of 2/20/2024. I'm not actually, maybe it was 12. Is it 12/20 of 2024? Because that's something I do have on file for whatever reason. The people who took the call said 2/20 of 2024. Let's see here.
To listen to the recording, press to save the recording, press to re-record, press. Record your message at the tone. Press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
Hi, this is Christopher with Redirect Health, and I'm calling in regards to an appeal status for one of our members. It looks like it was for date of service of 12/20/2024 for Mark Isaacson. It looks like the claim was paid full billed amount, $2,797.89. We sent the check out on February 18th of 2025. Not exactly, I'm sorry, that's not, I guess I need a little bit more information for this claim. I can't tell if it's for, oh, I see, okay, for $870.
To listen to the recording,
12/20/2024.
Oh my gosh, dude. Record your message at the tone. Press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
Yeah, hi, this is Christopher with Redirect Health, and I'm calling because we received an appeal for one of our members, Mark Isaacson, for the date of service of 12/20/2024, CPT code G0105. The member does not have specialist visits covered under their plan, so the appeal has been denied. There should have been a response sent to the email on the provider inquiry form regarding this information. But as this member does not have specialist visits included in their plan, then we would not be able to pay for this claim. We would not be able to process this claim even to a deductible or any sort of processing besides denying it outright, not a paid benefit under plan. That is the final status and final decision on this claim. As that is the way that we see this claim as being a specialist visit that is not considered to be paid under this member's plan. The member chooses to have a plan that is more of a selective plan that does not include, a hospitalization or any of those kind of services. And let me just make sure that I'm not overlooking something here, but that is what it seems to be for the case here for this member, unfortunately.
To listen to the recording, press to save the recording, press to re-record. Record your message at the tone. Press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
Hi, this is Christopher with Redirect Health, and I'm calling in regards to appeal status for one of our members. It looks like it was for the date of service of 12/20/2024 for the member Mark Isaacson. And I believe that this is in reference to a claim that had the billed amount of $870 for Dr. Sekhon. It looks like this doctor is listed as a specialist. I'm not exactly sure. Let's see what kind of specialist this is.
To listen to the recording, press to save the recording, press to re-record, press.
Let me
To record your message at the tone, press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
Yeah, hi, this is Christopher with Redirect Health, and I'm calling in regards to a appeal for Mark Isaacson, Data Service 12/20/2024 for a billed amount of $870. The member does not have, this is for a CPT code that was billed for a specialist visit, a gastroenterology visit, and the member does not have specialist services under their plan, so, I mean, they do have screening colonoscopies covered if that was something that was needed, but for that specialist visit is not a paid benefit under plan, and that appeal will not be granted, or a payment will not be granted. An appeal, I mean, the appeal status is now that, I mean, it still is denied. We are not able to pay for this claim. We're not able to apply this to the deductible. We're not able to process this claim other than denying it outright, as the member does not have a plan that includes specialist services. If you have any additional questions, you can give me a call back at 480-207-3545, 480-207-3545. And I am just making sure, too, that this is actually, that they do not have hospitalization.
To listen to the recording, press, to save the recording, press, to re-record, press. To listen to the recording, press, to save the recording, record your message at the tone. Press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
Hi, this is Christopher with Redirect Health, and I'm calling in regards to an appeal status that we received for one of our members. It looks like we initially denied the claim for them not having this be a paid benefit under plan, but that was incorrect. The member does have a specialist hospitalization in their plan. I'm sorry for that incorrect processing. I will change it at this time. I'm going to be reprocessing that claim to pay at the PHDS rate.
To listen to the recording,
the PCS
press
rate.
To save the recording, press to re-record.